This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From Good Friday services to the Passover Seder and beyond, it's a time of reminders that there's more to life than material things. It turns out some business thinkers have also noticed that we human animals are motivated by more than the threat of getting fired or the promise of a paycheck. Aaron Hurst is an entrepreneur who's written a book called The Purpose Economy, which argues we've entered a time when increasingly people demand that their work adds up to something. Mr. Hurst, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So if this is a new era and purpose is guiding us, what is happening that would force us in this direction instead of just, okay, give me the paycheck and I'll worry about what to do with it?
By the end of this decade, 40% of Americans are going to be freelancers. And people, when they're freelancing, need a sense of purpose to give them continuity between projects. And then the millennial generation is going to be something like 75% of the workforce within 10 years. And this is a generation where purpose is the core of what drives them. These two things alone are making a huge impact. But they're only, you know, a couple examples out of many of radical changes happening that are making purpose a priority.
Well, give me some examples of companies that are doing this.
Yeah, you see it, for example, in real estate with things like Airbnb, which is changing the way we stay at hotels. You see it in farmers markets and Whole Foods. Everywhere you go, every industry is starting to change to optimize purpose.
You used to work in Silicon Valley, right?
That's right.
So you're a good person to ask about this.
Uh-oh.
You know, there are people, a lot of them, whose sense of purpose is I'm going to build an app that's going to disrupt a market segment.
Yep.
Is that enough?
I think it's a question of what that app does. And I think for a lot of people, it provides an amazing sense of purpose for a short period of time. Because that moment where you're building this app, you feel like you're changing the world. The question is, how does it feel the next year?
A year later, does it change the world? But then we have to add, does it change the world for the better? I mean, isn't there somehow implicit in some of this the idea that you're actually making society or something a better place?
You'd hope so, but I think with every economy, there's been positives and negatives, right? The information economy has brought so much good, but it's also brought a lot of challenges. And I don't want to have a Pollyannish opinion about the purpose economy that's all good, because there will be challenges and not everything will be ideal.
Aaron Hurst is an entrepreneur, CEO of a technology platform called Imperative, and author of the book The Purpose Economy: How Desire for Impact, Personal Growth, and Community is Changing the World. Aaron, thank you.
A pleasure.